I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum.
And
what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride beyond most people's wildest imagination, I would say. I was revisiting some things, some books last night, and there was also some interesting goings on. There have been a lot of things that are interesting recently. So over the weekend, for example, as my browser crashes, I mentioned the COVID Symposium 2021. That was very interesting. Richard Fleming, Peter McCullough, Richard Bartlett, Brian Artis, and other folks speaking. Very interesting. And also the Mississippi Families for Freedom, that coalition, that was interesting as well. Del Victory was a keynote speaker there. It's all very interesting, and I think we might play some clips today from the Mississippi event. I can't find a recording of the COVID Symposium 2021, which I think is interesting. But so as a backdrop for all of this, you know, I sort of teased the UFO stuff a little bit. And just to sort of cut to the chase, you know, we almost should play Jordy Rose, you know, the infamous super intelligent aliens. Jordy Rose, Kindred AI, presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. So what's all this alien stuff all about? And this is really kind of the nexus point of all of this goofy nonsense. So it's, you know, externalization of the hierarchy kind of stuff. There's the conflict that's being fomented. What's that for? Well, that's to, you know, usher in this, you know, it's the one world, thesis, antithesis kind of thing, you know, to bring in the synthesis, and the synthesis will be, you know, to move the whole world to a point where, oh my goodness, how are we ever going to, that's what all of these things are, you know, whether it's climate change or the conflict or whatever, we can't solve our own problems, the banking problem, it's all a bunch of nonsense that's created, and we're led to believe that this is all just natural, you know, spontaneous, organic stuff. But if you understand how color revolution works, you know that nothing would be further from the truth. So it's all of this stuff, you know, whether it's those things. Many people have written about the new agey esoteric aspect of so-called climate change, and that has a number of factors, one of which obviously is, oh my goodness, we're destroying the planet. Who's going to save us from ourselves? That is the common theme. So whether it's that or Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution, which is part of the evolutionary thread, which is, you know, as Gary Kaa put it in The New World Religion, presenting the occult as science. That's really what this is getting at. That's what the, that's a big part of what the, mRNA vaccines are all about, and the COVID nonsense. Presenting occultism as science, as Gary Kaa put it in Chapter 3, page 53 of The New World Religion. So, you know, it's those kinds of things. It's the conflict. You know, you read about these guys who say, hey, listen, we don't have to destroy ourselves. Exterminationism, eliminationism, these should not be political expediencies, but yet it continues. And if you read the esoteric stuff, the externalization of the hierarchy kind of stuff, which I don't recommend, you see that, you know, you hear about guys like Hitler and others as they're just tools, you know, they're being used. It's a real interesting, bizarre, peculiar, maybe I'll give you an example. So under the section, let's see, Appendix A of Gary Kaa's The New World Religion. Appendix A, the Tibetans' views on Jews and Christians is channeled through Alice Bailey. And so Gary Kaa quotes from a number of these received works, as they're referred to. Alice Bailey's received works, like The Externalization of the Hierarchy. So, let's see. The World Tension Analyzed, that section. The tension in the world today, these are just excerpts. Well, yeah. Excerpts from these received works. World Tension Analyzed, these are quotes from, you know, basically this demonic figure that channeled this information through Alice Bailey, folks like her. The tension in the world today, particularly in the hierarchy, is such that it will produce another and perhaps ultimate world crisis. Or else, such a speeding up, and I know that I said that I was going to continue with what I was doing yesterday, and I intend to, by the way, a little trip down history lane. I think that sort of comes after this stuff, because we need to, you know, there's a clear initiative it's becoming more and more sort of self-evident, more obvious, out in plain sight, and it's being normalized. So, you know, while it's being brought out, it's the open conspiracy being brought out into plain view. But as these esoteric writings have pointed out, because it's being normalized by the press, for example, it doesn't seem strange to most people, even though it should. So there's an effort to sweep away the past, to sweep away the old order of things, so to speak, the old way, you know, which sort of hints back at things like Norman Dodd's intimation to G. Edward Griffin about what happened in 1914. In this, you know, long war concept, more and more and more, even though we're hearing peace, peace, and the Bible talks about that. Anyway. So the world tension analyzed. The tension in the world today, particularly in the hierarchy, is such that it will produce another and perhaps ultimate world crisis, or else such a speeding up of the spiritual life of the planet that the coming in of the long looked for new age conditions will be amazingly hastened. The area of difficulty, as is well known, in the Near East and Palestine, the Jews, by their illegal and terroristic activities, have laid a foundation of great difficulty for those who are seeking to promote world peace. And speaking of the Jews, this is an interesting conversation. You know, conflating terms doesn't help matters. What do you mean? Well, are the Zionists the Hebrews? Are the Zionists Shem's descendants? I don't think so. You know, even though maybe there's a case to be made, I don't think so. And, you know, speaking of that whole discussion, there's a section in Gary Kaw's New World Religion, Appendix A, titled, Jews Are Posed as the Problem. So, you know, and that gets back to Pike's letter to Mazzini and all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting, you know, there's this game of cat and mouse going on, I think, and a lot of this revolves around, I don't know, passages like Romans 11:25, for example. Partial hardening of the heart of Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So is this being weaponized and this concept and being sort of perverted to, you know, as a political and wartime expediency, a Machiavellian kind of tool. Anyway, so the area of difficulty, as is well known, is the Near East and Palestine. The Jews, by their illegal and terroristic activities, have laid a foundation of great difficulty for those who are seeking to promote world peace. The Jews have partially, again, opened the door to the forces of evil. Palestine is no longer a holy land and should not be so regarded. But then the use of this term, you know, so to conflate these two is disingenuous or just flatly dishonest. Jews and Zionists are, you know, like Joe Biden said, remember? Joe Biden told us, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. So, and when we're talking about Jews, you know, my mind makes the distinction of the sort of Orthodox concept of the Hebrews, the Semitic people, Shem's descendants, from Genesis 10. And by and large, when we hear the term Jew thrown around, we hear about these other folks. You know, folks, for example, like what the late, great Jack Otto talked about in his last talk. So, not to get bogged down in that, continuing, it is the Zionists who have defied the United Nations, and, you know, I mentioned the UNHRC talking about this even. So, you know, can Satan cast out Satan? What's really going on here? It is the Zionists who have defied the United Nations, lowered its prestige, and made its position both negative and negligible to the world. It is the Zionists who have perpetrated the major act of aggression since the formation of the United Nations, and who were clever enough to gain the endorsement of the United Nations, turning the original recommendation, quote unquote, of the United Nations into an order. The rule of force, of aggression, and of territorial conquest by force of arms is demonstrated today by the Zionists in Palestine, as well as the demonstration of the power of money to purchase governments. You know, a lot of people talk about the tail wagging the dog here in America, right? That's a big deal. And obviously the infiltration of big tech and big government by, you know, the Talpiot program and Unit 8200 in particular. So, you know, this is not news, even though most people are unaware. I mean, you have books like this one here, Terror Out of Zion, documenting, you know, the terror out of Zion, the, you know, Stern Gang, Ergun, et cetera, et cetera. And those early efforts that the world apparently has entirely forgotten. They're God's chosen people. Well, let's define terms, okay? Because I think you're kind of lumping the wolf in with the sheep, and that ain't fair. So, Paul talks about who's who in the zoo. Again, you know, Romans 2 and Romans 9, I believe. So let's not get bogged down in that either. So these activities run counter to all the plans of the spiritual hierarchy and mark a point of triumph of the forces of evil. That's interesting because, again, can Satan cast out Satan? This is a demonic text that was channeled through Alice Bailey. The Rays, that's a quote from The Rays and the Initiations, published back in 1947. And, you know, channeled through Alice Bailey. A received work, which meant that, you know, it was one of those things that she was in a catatonic state with her eyes rolled back in her head, scribbling furiously. One of those kinds of things. So continuing with this world tension analyze, the forces of darkness are powerful energies. This is a quote from the externalization of the hierarchy, actually. The forces of darkness are powerful energies. And again, I've mentioned how, you know, even the sound of World War I was discussed in esoteric fashion in the externalization of the hierarchy. I've mentioned that on several occasions. As part of the, you know, dark, esoteric, occult force to bring about this new age. Who's going to save us from ourselves? Well, it's not really ourselves, you know. We're not sure, you know, we, because of sin, we take advantage of one another and these kinds of things, but not on this level. This is being induced. The forces of darkness are powerful energies working to preserve that which is ancient and material. They work to prevent the understanding of that which is of the new age. See how that works? You know, it's a cleverly constructed ruse. The devil, Satan can't cast out Satan, as Jesus pointed out. They endeavor to preserve that which is familiar and old, to counteract the effects of the oncoming culture and civilization, to bring blindness to the peoples and feed steadily the existing fires of hate and of separateness, of criticism and of cruelty. Our earth humanity and the group of human beings who are far more ancient in their origin than we are will form one humanity, and then there will be peace on earth. The solution will come when the races regard the Jewish problem as a humanitarian problem. And I would say enter, you know, parenthetically, enter Pike's letter to Mazzini. He, the Jew, must let go of his own separative tendencies and of his deep sense of persecution. Remember, this was published in 1939 during the Nazi era. living in a world the likes he will do this latter with great facility when he grasps as a race the significance and inevitability of the law of karma and realizes that the law is working out and incidentally releasing him for a greater future. And so, you know, on that note, I mean,
pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us,
there is more, but this conflict, you know, all of that stuff, the planned destruction of Western civilization, what some people refer to as, including Gary Kaa in Appendix A, the Judeo-Christian culture.
Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've
I don't hear
among
it.
Among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
So, to continue here a little bit, you know, all of this stuff, just everything, that we're going through reminds me of this kind of nonsense. I want to get to the point specifically. You know, and these sections in Gary Cobb's The New World Religion of Appendix A, sections of Appendix A, which again is titled The Tibetan's Views on Jews and Christians, as channeled through Alice Bailey. They are provocative sections, I think. Most people would agree. Sections, for example, Jews are posed as the problem. The world tension analyzed, which I was reading from the next section, the war, quote unquote, was deemed good. The death and destruction was necessary. And again, I mean, speaking of that alone, you know, we have books like R.J. Rummel's Death by Government, where he coined the term democide. Death by government, genocide and mass murder, 20th century, unparalleled, and it continues in all kinds of ways. Daniel Jonah Goldhagen coined the term eliminationism. We've talked about that. What is with all of these horrific atrocities? What is with this bloodlust? What is with the rise of the death cult? So the war was deemed good. The death and destruction was necessary. Next section, the planned destruction of Western civilization, Judeo-Christian culture, parenthetically. Next section, Christianity to be conquered or redefined, I would say, enter Pike's letter to Mazzini. And Appendix B, this sort of hints at where I was headed eventually. Appendix B, Clinton, Rockefeller, and UFOs. What's that all about? Now, we'll play, you know, I'll read that with Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Superintelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth by 2030. If you had your SETI dish and you got a message, and the message was, you better get ready. Sounds like a threat to me. There's a lot of, people have noticed that there's a lot of a reinvigorating of people's Christian faith these days. There's a lot of God talk, a lot of Bible talk, a lot of Jesus talk, a lot of Holy Spirit talk going around. And, you know, it stands to reason. I mean, this is obviously, you know, an overwhelming state of affairs in which we find ourselves. So, what's bigger than the state of affairs? What's bigger than the actors on the stage? All right, so the section that I was getting to, let me see. Actually, let me read a little bit of this. The war was deemed good. A little bit of this first. The death and destruction was necessary. The great energy of purification, Shambhala forces, that is. What they, you know, the esotericists, the theosophists refer to as Shambhala forces, is regenerating humanity. That's why we need, you know, mRNA vaccines in everyone. And of this widespread fires, which have been such an outstanding characteristic of this war, 1914 to 45, are the outward and visible sign. Much evil is being burnt out through the revelation of the appalling character of that evil. Wait, you're doing it, though. You're doing it on purpose. This is not, you know, just a coincidence or some kind of spontaneous uprising of evil. It's unprecedented. And you have forces like the cultural Marxists now that are making sure that everyone is vicious and nasty and evil. And again, it's the esoteric vision of saving mankind by plunging him into utter depravity. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a
first hour this Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Can you believe it's Wednesday already? I can't. So, this esoteric craziness, you know, whatever it is, whether it's COVID, whether it's the the insanity of politics, whether it's cultural Marxism, critical theory, and repressive tolerance, whether it's biotechnology, whether it's the schooling or the unschooling of children, you know. I mentioned books like James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me or Paul Goodman's Compulsory Miseducation and also The Community of Scholars. What is going on? What is this all about? What's behind all this madness? The esotericists reveal to us the theosophical contingent, reveal to us through their received works, you know, what the plan is. I mean, there is a hinting at the plan. We can't spell it out too plainly because, you know, we're trying to thwart that thing Peter reminds us of, that next judgment by fire, not by water this time. So anyway, continuing, the energy of destruction, this is from the Rays and the Initiations, published in April 1943. The energy of destruction has its side of beauty when the spiritual values are grasped, which sounds kind of like Brzezinski quoting Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, one of the very influential New Agers that guys like Mario Cuomo were steeped in. Very influential guy, you know, Mario Cuomo, Al Gore, etc., etc. These Chardinian folks. So Brzezinski was one, and he quoted Chardin in Between Two Ages. And the quote is, "Monstrous as it is not modern totalitarianism really the distortion of something magnificent and thus quite near to the truth?" Creepy. Awful. So continuing from Gary Kaa's The New World Religion, Appendix A, the Tibetans' views on Jews and Christians, and you know, this section, the war was deemed good. This world crisis with all its horror and suffering. These are excerpts from these esoteric writings. This one is an excerpt from The Externalization of the Hierarchy. This world crisis with all its horror and suffering is, in the last analysis, the result of successful evolutionary processes. Evolution, let's throw that in there too. All this stuff. I mean, there's so much of this theosophical garbage just out in plain view. It really is the open conspiracy at this point. Most people don't even know what they're looking at. Today we are watching the death of a civilization or cycle of, you know, it's the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, right? Today we're watching the death of a civilization or cycle of incarnation of humanity. Worn out religious dogmas and the grip of theology and the Orthodox churches have no longer sufficed to hold the allegiance of the potent inner spiritual life. But never fear, Pike's letter to Mazzini is here to save us all, right? There is everywhere a cry for change and for those new forms in the religious, political, educational, and economic life of the race which will allow better spiritual expression. See how it's all, even bad guys are admitting, dark forces are admitting, religious, political, educational, economic. And there are central figures in this kind of stuff, guys like John Davis and Rockefeller, for example, who was instrumental in creating these things that we now know, like the National Institutes of Health, the National Education Association, National Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, you know, the Federal Reserve, on and on the list goes, touching all of these things, all of these aspects of life. Such a change is rapidly coming and is regarded by some as death, terrible, and to be avoided if possible. It is indeed death, but it is beneficent and needed. See, the death cult says, don't fear. Suicide is, you know, it's the only way, dear comrades. that humanity is bringing about this needed change in unnecessary, cruel, and painful ways is indeed true. Well, that's disingenuous. You know, this is a fomented episode in history. Nevertheless, for the progress of the soul, death is inevitable, good and necessary. But we need to remember that the worst death of all would be if a form of civilization or a body form became static and eternal. If the old order never altered and the old values were never transmuted into higher and better ones, that would indeed be a disaster. Charlatans. This stage of death and of birth can be easily grasped by the esotericist as he studies the World War in its two distinctive periods, 1914 to 1918 and 1939 until 1942. Think about this language. I mean, you know, and again, you get back to, oh gosh, you know, for example, Carol Quigley's The Anglo-American Establishment. Even the Amazon description tells us that there were a bunch of guys who started all the wars from that time to control the world, but it wasn't just for control. It's this esoteric nonsense that really leads it. How can you say that? Well, because in their inner circle were figures like Annie Besant. That's how. And, you know, you can see it in the sort of esoteric influence and undertones in their writings. Shaw, you know, Wells, all of them. Anyway, continuing. The first stage. So the stage of death and birth can be easily grasped by the esotericists, and this is really what they. This is what is the point of. You know, when Norman Dodd says these guys, these bankers, were trying to engineer circumstances such that we would never return to a pre-1914 period. And this is really what it's all about. This is what that's all about. So the stage of death and of birth can be easily grasped by the esotericist as he studies the World War in its two distinctive periods, 1914 to 1918 and 1939 until 1942. The first stage was most definitely the death stage. The second stage in which we now find ourselves is literally the stage of birth, the birth pangs of the new order and of the new civilization. And so, you know, I mean, that's an excerpt from The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Then skipping forward, speaking of this transition, of course, you know, you have the importation of, I don't know, you have efforts like Operation Paperclip, you have the cultural Marxist bent infused into OSS, CIA, and then the effort to denazify the world by nazifying the world through cultural Marxism. And all that insanity. So, skipping forward to the section titled Planned Destruction of Western Civilization. So, the hierarchy, this is an excerpt from Esoteric Psychology 2, first edition, 1942. The hierarchy is struggling hard with the so-called, when you hear hierarchy, that's just basically demons banished trying to come back again. That's something that's addressed in to reconstruct Genesis 6, essentially something that you can see addressed in the beginning of the, you know, the opening pages of The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Anyway, continuing, the hierarchy is struggling hard with the so-called forces of evil, quote unquote so-called. But are they really evil? And the new group of world servers is the instrument. The forces of evil are the entrenched ancient ideas. Ideals. That's interesting. which must now disappear if the new age is to be ushered in as desired. The old established rhythm. See, this is the plan. You know, I was hinting at that yesterday. What is the plan? What is all of what are all these pogroms about? And what is, you know, the coercive engineered migration on a scale heretofore unseen, I would say. What is that all about? Creating, you know, UN Agenda 21, Chapter 7, human settlement camps everywhere. What is that all about? Well, we have to engineer a set of circumstances so awful that, you know, man will say, please save us from ourselves, anyone. Out comes the character mentioned in Pike's letter to Mazzini, speaking of three world wars, third in particular. The old established rhythms inherent in the old forms of religion or politics and of the social order must give place to newer ideals, to the synthetic understanding, and to the new order. The laws and modes of procedure, which are characteristic of the new age, must supersede the old. Philip Drew, administrator. They must be superimposed. And these will, in time, institute the new social order and the more inclusive regime. Oh, that sounds fun. But here's the point that I was getting at when I started all of this. These characters, these figures, these actors on the stage. This is another excerpt from The Externalization of the Hierarchy, again, published in the World War II era. So when all of this is raw, basically, they, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Portugal, have reacted to that force, the Shambhala force, they call it, through the medium of certain great and outstanding personalities who were peculiarly sensitive to the will to power. Ah, there's the hint at Nietzschean will to power, comrades, speaking of those who have departed from the faith. Certain great and outstanding personalities who were peculiarly sensitive to the will to power and the will to change, and who have altered the character of their national life and emphasized increasingly the wider human values, the men who inspired the initiating French Revolution. And again, this is from The Externalization of the Hierarchy. So that's telling, I would say. The men who inspired the initiating French Revolution, the great conqueror, Napoleon, Bismarck, the creator of a nation, Mussolini, the regenerator of his people, Hitler, who lifted a distressed people upon his shoulders, Lenin, the idealist, Stalin and Franco, and all expressions of the Shambhala force, and of certain little understood energies, these have wrought significant changes in their day and generation. We call these people dictators, demagogues, inspired leaders, or just and wise men. Do we really call them that? I guess maybe Time magazine does. According to our peculiar ideology, tradition, attitudes to our fellow men, and our peculiar political, economic, and religious training. But all these leaders are, in the last analysis, highly developed personalities. Yeah, personalities indeed. They are being used, and I think emphasis should be placed on personalities and used. They're being used to engineer great and needed changes and to alter the face of civilization. Again, behind these forces, you have guys like Rockefeller. Again, it's a historical fact that Ivy Lee testified before Congress that he was sent by Standard Oil and IG Farben to interview these guys, Hitler and his cohort. In particular. So it's none of that was by accident. And so the conclusion of the excerpt, blame not the personalities involved or the men who produced these events before which we stand today bewildered and appalled. They are only the product of the past and the victims of the present. At the same time, it's not their fault. You know, is this the kind of esoteric garbage where guys like George Soros get their Well, you know, and who was the most recent version? I can't think of it. Somebody just said that recently, and I was, you know, had that deer in headlights, saucer eyes kind of look when he said it. Forget who that was. Well, you know, if I wasn't there, somebody else would have been doing it. I was just a product of the past and a victim of the present. At the same time, they are the agents of destiny, the creators of the new order and the initiators of the new civilization. They are the destroyers of what must be destroyed before humanity can go forward along the lighted way. Ah, the primrose path of destruction. Of course, the devil comes masquerading as a being of light, and so do his minions. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You know, speaking of the connection of all of this stuff, let's throw in communitarianism, shall we? Speaking of these excerpts, I think this sort of explains. Excerpt from The Rays and the Initiations. All right, for the generation which will come at the end of this century. This was back in the 40s. They will inaugurate the framework, structure, and fabric of the new age, which will develop the civilization of the Aquarian Age. This coming age will be as predominantly the age of group interplay, group idealism, and group consciousness as the Piscean Age has been one of personal unfoldment. See, we got to start with the individual at the foot of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then from there we can expand his and elevate his consciousness, and then, you know, the salvation of man. I'll get there in a second, which is really the primrose path of destruction. So my question is, you know, this is a parenthetic aside, if the Bible is not real and the God of the Bible is not real and Jesus Christ did not actually walk the face of the earth, did not die on a cross, was not resurrected, you know, for the salvation of mankind, then why is there this counter element that has really swept the halls of power and influence and generational wealth for so long? And why is this thing growing? How is it possible that the one is not real, but the other, the counter to it that talks about the thing that apparently is not real, just keeps growing and talking about this thing that we're told is not real? How is that? Curious thing, you know? So this coming age will be predominantly the age of group interplay, group idealism, and group consciousness. As the Piscean Age has been one of personality unfoldment, for the will of the individual will voluntarily be blended into group will. Oh, you mean communitarianism. Got it. There is no individual apart from the herd, the group. Got it. And by the way, speaking of that, Etzioni is one of these futurist, esoteric, occult one-worlders, which is not something that gets discussed often when Etzioni's name, Werner Falk's name, is thrown into the mix. You know, if you look him up in the World Future Society, kind of an interesting, the futurists, the esoterists, the theosophical, you know, blending science and the occult contingent. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
We have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because...